Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we continue on our Bein Hazmanim journey, Tafshin Pehei 2025, as we are trying to be mechazik, to strengthen ourselves during this time. I just want to mention we've been saying and having in mind for the Shiurim L'Refuah Shleima Bas Yafega, Bas Rivka, who unfortunately passed away. And I don't know her father's name. After someone passes away, a person changes from the davening for a refuah from the mother, Bas Yafega Bas Rivka, to the father. I don't know her father's name, but I'm just going to mention now that her neshama should have an aliyah. She passed away yesterday. She passed away on her birthday, on Chafei Adar, which was her birthday, a young woman. Mother of, I don't know if it's three, I think three children. Her oldest, I think, is 8 years old. And I'm sorry to say that this shir is not for her refuah shleima. She passed away yesterday. It's Lalias Nishmasa, 33 years old, on her birthday, as it's brought down that it's a very, very, very special sign. If someone passes away on their birthday, that they were mashlim, like Moshe Rabbeinu, who was born on Zayin Adar and passed away on Zayin Adar, her neshama should have an aliyah, and Hashem should be menachem and give a nechama to her husband and her children and her entire family. B'schus that we're learning together. Also for Rabbi Erblich's son, Moshe Leib, Moshe Yehuda Arye Leib, who the Leviah was yesterday, also very young, 32 years old, and his neshama should have an aliyah, Moshe Yudari Leib, ben Reb David Chaim. And our learning today, you know, one of the challenges of life is that we forget what life's about. And as I mentioned yesterday at the Leviah, Olam, as we've said many times, is Meleshon Helam, which is, it's hidden, and we get blinded by what life is about. And Baruch Hashem, we have the Tzaddikim, we have the Chafetz Chaim, we have the Mesil Sisharim, we have the Chazal and the Tzaddikim, who keep us on track, and they teach us what life is about. And we have to remember, you know, we get busy, as we know, Tichbara Avoida, that the biggest thing the Yetzirah wants us to do is not to remember what life is about, is to forget what life is about and to get so caught up in life that we forget, and we're like, wait, what is life about? And unfortunately, we need or when things of this magnitude and tragedies happen of people who we know, in Meis Echad B'Chabura, it's brought down, the Gemara in Shabbos says, if one of the Chevra, someone you know, people who you're involved with, pass away, especially when it's so tragic, such young people pass away, it's a yidag kol chabura. What we can do is we could be mechazik, we could strengthen ourselves. Everybody wants to know, so what do we do? What do I think? What do I say? And I think the answer is we have to chazer, we have to review. We have to review what life is about. One of the things that we know that life is about, it's actually today's daf, the famous Gemara that says, Adam la'amal yulad, that we're born la'amal, to work, to toil. And the Gemara comes out that it's la'amal peh, which means our mouth. We have to be careful. And the goal of life is to be careful with our speech. It's an incredible thing. Incredible thing to be careful how we speak. And Adam is a medaber. In Kuzari, he splits the planet into five different categories, four different main categories, and then a fifth. The first category is a domain, is a rock, an inanimate object, then a tzomeach, a plant, a chai is an animal, and then a medaber. A medaber is Adam. We speak. And then above that is Yisrael. But we speak. That's what separates us from all of mankind, of all of the world, is that we're able to speak. Like Vayhi Adam Leruach Chaya L'ruach mamala v'ayhi adam l'nefesh chaya. Sorry. The Pasuk says l'nefesh chaya, and the Targum says, what does that mean? That man was created l'ruach mamalala. We can speak. And the avoda of all of us is to be careful with our speech. As we're going to talk about Pesach, that's the ikkar avoda of Pesach, is to switch and to focus on our speech. One of the things that we've been doing with the shir, and I'll mention that Gemara, and a little bit, I think, what today's theme of what we can do, what we can try and do, is refocus ourselves wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever stage in life, whatever's going on, vacation, not vacation, you're older, you're younger, you're struggling with this, we're struggling with that. At the end of the day, to chazer over, to review over what it's about. On impurity of speech, day 24, page 69, I'm just going to read one thing that the Chafetz Chaim says for today. If a person learns Hilchas Shmiras HaLashon continuously, on the second to last paragraph on the page, as we've mentioned this many times, his Yetzer Hara for Lashon Hara will become smaller until it will be'ez Hashem leave him completely. And that's all we can do. That's all we can do. We can do is learn the halachas, work on our speech. We're not going to be perfect. We weren't perfect. And it's hard to not be nichshol, to not stumble in speech, to listen to Lashon Hara, to be involved in Lashon Hara. But what we can do is continuously learn the halachas. Wherever you are, there's the app, not the app, the chat that Avram and Nisanel put together that I would recommend for everybody to join. There's an email that I get. I don't have to use it anymore because of the chat. Purity of speech, that's all we can do, to be mechazik, for us to learn it at least once a day. At least once a day when you have a meal, wherever you are. So Hashem will help each and every one of us. A quick halacha, discussing someone's finances. Oh, I think we did that before. I'm sorry. Oh, we did the writing information. I apologize. And negative speech did not cause harm. You tell your friend, why do you shop in that grocery? The prices are so overpriced. That's on day 26, page 74. Even if your friend continues shopping there and the owner never finds out, it's still Lashon Hara. It's still Lashon Hara. So even if the restaurant, right, you know the person's going to go to that pizza shop, you can't say, oh, I don't like the pizza there. Even if the person's going to continue going to that pizza shop, well, I personally don't like it. We're not allowed to say that. Hashem should help us and all the Jewish people to be zocha, to not speak Lashon Hara, not to hear Lashon Hara, not to be involved in any speech. Hashem will protect each and every one of us and all the Jewish people, not to be able, that we don't speak Lashon Hara and we learn the halachas every day. Okay. The focus that I want to talk about today, as I began, is really why are we here on this world? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Tzadi, in Tzadi Tes, the Gemara says, "Kol Adam la'amal nivra, shenemar ki Adam la'amal yulad." So first thing that we have to remember is that we're here to work, we're here to toil, we're here to grow. We're here to change. I know that's a heavy line, but we're here to work on our midas and to change who we are, which means to if a person has an anger problem, to work on their anger problem, that I don't get so angry. If a person has a laziness, to work on that laziness. If a person has whatever it might be, that's really better than saying to change. But it is to change our midas, to work on our midas, to work on ourselves. And I think it's always important to remind ourselves of that. In Mesillas Yesharim, Mesillas Yesharim writes in Perek Aleph, Nemtzeinu Lemedim. So there we have a chazal. The Gemara says straight out, a person is here to work, to la'amal, to work on Lashon Hara, to work on how we speak, to work on what we listen to. The Gemara comes out saying that. Is it la'amal Torah? Is it lamal malacha? Am I supposed to work? And it comes out that the main work we're supposed to do is to work on how we speak. V'dibarta bam, to speak Torah, v'lo b'dvarim acherim. Speak Torah, speak good things, and not dvarim acherim. Not dvarim acherim. The Arizal says on this Gemara, I don't know if it's on this Gemara, but on this concept, that a person has a certain amount of words in Sefer Chassidim. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Arches Yosher. He brings that down as well from the Sefer Chassidim. I've heard it and I've read it from the Arizal, that a person has a certain amount of words in his lifetime and her lifetime, from the beginning of your life to the end, a certain amount of words. V'dibarta bam is Torah. To speak, all the things we speak are good things for Torah, for Avodah. That you don't have, that's unlimited. Person has unlimited words for Torah, for Avodah, to say good things. When it comes to Chas V'Shalom, V'dibarta bam, V'loi v'dvarim acherim, and Bittul, just to talk nothingness, for sure not to speak Lashon Hara. And that's what Pesach is about, which we're going to speak more about. Pesach is this preparation. Pesach, I want to speak Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I want to speak Torah. I want to speak only good things. I only want good things to come out of my mouth. Okay. Number two, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Number two, Nimtzeinu L'meidim. So we're gonna talk about four things, really, that are pretty basic, that is telling us why we're here on this world. So we're here to work, we're here to toil. We're not here to relax so much, which we'll talk about in a second with Ramchal. And the Mesillat Yesharim says, the main reality of why we're put in this world is L'kayim mitzvos, number one, La'avod, to work, whether that's working hard in whatever you're doing, or Avodas Hashem, the La'amod banisayin, and to be Omed banisayin, that we have challenges. So that's why, and rock, I'm a dayak that it says the word rock. I'm only here. That's why we're put in this world. That's why we're put in this world, to do mitzvahs, to work, and to be oimid ben Yisrael. Now, what about pizza? What about sushi? What about sleep? What about going to a ball game? What about relaxing? What about reading? What about whatever it might be? Whatever it might be, whatever this world that we need. It's all there to help us. It's there in order that we are able to enjoy and to relax, to get us to proper focus. The whole purpose of soda, of food, of relaxation, of whatever it might be, go enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Enjoy, but the purpose of the enjoyment is really to get us la'amal yulad, to focus. Hashem should help us all, as we are. This is like a shiur we could say every day. Why? Because this is the basics. These are the basics. These are, as I say all the time, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. It's not just a cute thing. What is the main thing in this world? The main thing in this world is to remember why I'm here on this world. I'm here to work. I'm here to toil, to work on my speech, to speak properly. I'm here to be mekayem mitzvos, to work on my avodas Hashem, to break myself, to change, to grow, and to be oimid b'nisayon. And when there's a nisayon, to be able to deal with that, to realize that it's from Hashem. Everything else is all there, just to help me in those things, to focus on those things. Hashem should help us all. It's a long shiur today, but I feel there's so much more to talk about, as we are in a time where we have to remember the Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, the hostages. We have to remember the Chayalim. We have to remember these families who just lost young children. A mother of young children, I think a 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, mamish, a tragedy, and it's for us, and Moshe Leib, who is such a special person, and it's all for us to chazer over, to remember why we're here on this world. I think that's definitely one of the things. It's hard to ever say why anyone passes away so young and the tragedies. But one thing we could learn is to get refocused. It doesn't mean you can't go now, relax if you need to relax, and take a break if you need to take a break. But it's like going to a rest stop. It's the point of a rest stop is to, I think I said that once in many years ago in one of the shiurim. I think I made this up. I said, imagine a person has $10,000 to go down to Florida. Right, in my day it was to, well, now it works. A lot of people drive down to Florida, but not Pesach time, to take your kids to Disney World. I had a trip once with my younger kids, with my older kids, but back in the day, I drove down. We had a trip to Orlando to Disney World, and my mashal was, a person goes ahead and saves up thousands of dollars to go to Disney World and to be in Florida and to enjoy, and then on all the rest stops, the person spends all the money in the rest stops, and they spend money on the arcade games. I don't know if they still have that, and ice cream and food and everything. And there's no more money for the tachlis. That's not what life's about. Rest stops are there to strengthen our trip and to strengthen our destination. And that's, it's something we have to remind ourselves. We have to remind ourselves that that's really what life is about. Life is, it's good to eat sushi, it's good to have pizza, it's good to relax, it's good to go to a ball game, it's good to do whatever we got to do, but it's a rest stop. That's not the tachlis. It's a rest stop to help us on our journey, to do our avodah. Hashem should help us all. Thank you for listening. Let it be a chizuk for all of us, for all the Jewish people, for all the families, for the neshamas. And we'll be zoicha to remember every day what our purpose is. And through that, we'll be zoicha to have a gula shlema, us and all the Jewish people.